It is nearly 20 years since the Berlin Wall was torn down, but in a different part of Europe, another dividing wall stands firm. In the city of Belfast in Northern Ireland, 20 kilometres of wall, known as the Peace Walls, divide Protestant from Catholic. The barriers were designed to keep apart two groups that were seemingly never going to make their own peace. But although the days of devastation appear to be over, Europe correspondent Philip Williams discovered there is still little will to tear down the divide.
It seemed like a time warp. Here we are in the middle of a riot. Belfast up to its old tricks again. Sectarianism, ugly tribalism, and a few other isms to boot. It appeared as though the old days were back and that the men of ill will and division were in business again. But as the Orange Order march finally wound its way beyond the protesters, rocks and insults, the result was perhaps more cosmetic than seismic. The North Belfast battleground was soon cleaned up, the rocks and bottles swept away, the burnt-out cars and vans removed. Even the local shop that had borne the brunt of the police water cannon reopened the next morning. And just a few streets away in the centre of Belfast, the intense hatred expressed in such youthful violence seemed another planet away. That's not to underestimate the depth of sectarian suspicions. 30 years of open warfare leaves a deep legacy of mistrust, but the bombings and the kneecappings are largely over. Not entirely. There have been killings recently that have had all on edge. But Belfast 2009 is nothing like the war zone of 1979 or 89. It has moved on. Many of the old combatants have exchanged masks for suits, rebellion for government, and most of the population, it appears, wishes them well. But as you travel around this city, there are physical reminders of the past that also reflect the present and most likely the future. 20 kilometres of so-called peace walls, huge structures that separate Catholic from Protestant. And in the new political order is now the time for the walls to come down. The answer from those who see them as protection is almost unanimously no. I spoke to one man who lived right next to one of the walls on the Catholic side. Peace walls, he said. I'll tell you about peace walls. The day the excavator comes to knock the wall down, either the operator will die or he'll kill me trying to stop him. And he meant it. After speaking to families on both sides of these dividers, it's clear it'll take years before there's enough confidence to destroy the walls, if ever. That seems like a depressing conclusion, but perhaps not, because for the most part, the killing has stopped. The walls do work. And there are large parts of Belfast where there are no walls because none are needed. And old foes now sit together in an odd couple government of Protestant and Catholic, which amazingly hasn't totally fractured. Or perhaps not so strange, because the alternative is back to a very dark future. We had a glimpse of that in North Belfast this week. But fortunately, the story of Northern Ireland is much bigger and brighter than that. This is Philip Williams for Correspondence Report.
And Phil Williams' report on Northern Ireland will air Tuesday night on Foreign Correspondent on ABC One.